This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. The Pakistani government is condemning an attack in a village inside its territory. Pakistan says many civilians were killed by troops from the U.S.-led coalition crossing the border from Afghanistan. The U.S. military is refusing to confirm or even discuss what happened. NPR's Philip Reeves reports from the Pakistani capital, Islamabad.
The assault was before dawn, when the stark and towering mountains along the frontiers of Afghanistan and Pakistan were cloaked in darkness. The target was a village in South Waziristan, a tribal area used as a base by the Taliban and Al-Qaeda. Accounts of exactly what happened differ. One eyewitness reportedly says he heard helicopters, then shooting, and then, outside a couple of houses, he saw 15 bodies shot through the head. The governor of Pakistan's northwest frontier province says 20 people died, including women and children. He says commandos from international forces based in Afghanistan took part, and also three helicopters. But nothing's confirmed, nothing's clear. US officials are keeping quiet. We do know, though, that Pakistan's government is furious. It's issued an unusually strongly worded statement. This talks of a helicopter-borne ground attack. There have been a number of deadly US missile attacks from the air inside Pakistan. They usually cause outrage among Pakistanis, but not as much outrage as American boots on the ground. The Pakistani government statement describes the attack as a gross violation of Pakistan's territory, an unacceptable and grave provocation that undermines cooperation in the fight against terrorism. The Pakistani government doesn't specifically name the US military. Yet most Pakistanis will have no doubt that Americans did it. On that, Pakistan's Dawn TV news channel was clear.
Now, as many as 20 Pakistani civilians have been killed in a raid by U.S. forces in a village in South Waziristan. But this time, the troops are reported to have been on the ground.
America's relations with Pakistan had been going through a good patch. Top military commanders from both sides met recently on a U.S. battleship to discuss the war on Islamist insurgents. The Americans seem pleased by the Pakistani army's latest efforts to flush militants out of another tribal area, Bajur, and also from Pakistan's Swat Valley. There have been some fierce battles in both places. But the Pakistani authorities have recently declared a ceasefire in Bajur to mark the Muslim holy month of Ramadan, which has just begun. Some analysts here believe that ceasefire may have upset the US. They say that's why the assault on the village took place. There are some who welcome the prospect of that ceasefire. More than 200,000 people, many of them children, were displaced by the fighting in Bajur. Today, some of them were to be found at a relief camp near the city of Peshawar, eagerly awaiting the chance to get back home. They included 80-year-old Tur Sum.
This is the holy month of Ramadan. We want to go back to our areas even today. Today we had a call from that area telling us that there was bombardment even today. So we people are confused whether to go back or to stay here.
Tursum and his friends described the horror of being caught between the Taliban and the Pakistani army bombarding their villages from the air and the ground. Sum says many people will have little to go home to.
Countless houses have been destroyed there. We left in the darkness. We don't know exactly the number of houses that have been destroyed, but some people were killed there, some houses were destroyed, and some cattle were killed as well because of the bombardment there.
Conflict with militants in Bajur is just one of Pakistan's many problems. The government's weak and often seems overwhelmed. Today, the Pakistani rupee hit a record low. The Prime Minister's car was shot at, although he wasn't in it. On Saturday, the Parliament and Provincial Assemblies will elect a new president to replace Pervez Musharraf. This powerful post is expected to go to Benazir Bhutto's widower, Asif Ali Zardari. He has a lot of work to do. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Islamabad.